The following is a summary of upcoming events at Vanderbilt University for July 6th through July 20th. For more information about these events and a complete listing of all events, please visit the University Calendar's website at calendar.vanderbilt.edu. Academics, Thursday, July 12th, from 10 to 11 a.m., a special lecture sponsored by Vanderbilt Kennedy Center for Research on Human Development and the Department of Biochemistry, will present Robert B. Campano. The presentation, Renegade, Survival and Death Signaling by Nerve Growth Factor in Compartmented Cultures of Synthetic Neurons. The presentation will be held in Light Hall, 512. Also Thursday, July 12th, The Frontiers in Drone Engineering. Building a Better Mousetrap 2 conference will begin at 4 p.m. in the Law School Building Fleming Auditorium. The keynote speakers will be Rudolf Jarnes from MIT and Janet Rosent from the University of Toronto. The conference will run through July 14th. Registration is required to attend. Students, Friday, July 6th is the deadline to sign up for the Outdoor Recreation Center's climbing trip to Foster Falls on July 14th. The cost of the trip will be $23. A pre-trip meeting will be held on July 10th at 5 p.m. Alumni, Sunday, July 15th is the deadline for the Distinguished Alumnus Alumna nominations. Arts, Saturday, July 14th, beginning at 8 p.m., the Bluebird on the Mountain Concert Series presents a concert featuring performances by Victoria Shaw, Bob DiPiro, and Jim Fotogo at Vanderbilt Dyer Observatory. The event's location is 1000 Almond Drive, Brentwood. Other performances scheduled for the summer and fall are August 11th at 8 p.m., September the 15th, 7 p.m., and October the 13th at 7 p.m. Sunday, July 15th, kicks off the International Fiddle School scheduled for July 15th through the 20th. The director is Crystal Pullman. All ages and levels are welcome. Free registration is required. Visit www.vanderbilt.edu/blair/summer for more summer camps at the Blair School of Music. Medical Center, Thursday, July 12th, from 4 to 5 p.m., the Department of Pathology will feature a special lecture, A Novel Mechanism on Macrophage, Foam Cell Formation, Receptor-Independent Uptake of LDL, presented by Dr. Howard S. Kurth. The lecture will be held in Light Hall, 512. Sunday, July 15th will be the start of the Mechanical Molding and Clinical Oncology, The Road to Convergence. Third annual workshop at Vanderbilt Integrative Cancer Biology Center will be held from July 15th through the 19th in the Student Life Center. Pre-registration is required and available online at www.vanderbilt.edu/vicbc. Travel awards for graduate student or postdoctoral fellows from out-of-state institutions are available up to $500. University Community, Thursday, July 12th, beginning at 5 p.m., you can attend an orientation for the Jumpstart Exercise Motivation Workshop offered by Vanderbilt Downey Center. The sessions will be held at the Downey Center's first floor conference room. A fee and pre-registration is required. Visit the Downey Center online at www.downeycenter.org for programs available to keep you healthy and active. Thursday, July 19th, Meet the Candidates Picnic will be held from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Olin Lawn. Get ready for the August 2nd elections by meeting candidates for the mayor, vice mayor, at-large council members, and district councilmen members. A complimentary picnic lunch will be served. To ensure there is enough food, please reply by July 16th by emailing candidatespicnic@vanderbilt.edu or calling 322-8585. The rain location will be the Memorial Practice Gym. Friday, July 20th. Come and join in on the countdown to the midnight and the release of the last book in the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, beginning at 11 p.m. at the Vanderbilt Bookstore, Rand Hall. Enjoy trivia, costume contests, giveaways, and refreshments. For more information about these events, please visit the University Calendar's website at calendar.vanderbilt.edu. You can also subscribe to the listserv We View Weekly Events at Vanderbilt University and submit your organization's events by visiting the Calendar's website.